When Hope for New Hampshire Recovery moved into its new flagship space in Manchester this past December, top names in local and state politics attended the ribbon cutting, including newly elected Governor Chris Sununu.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much. Look, I do want to take this moment and just also recognize some of the other folks. Mayor Gatsis, Chief Willard, Governor Hassan, of course, Senator DeLisandro, Senator Susie.
Also there was top backer Andy Cruz. He's the president and CEO of Auto Fair Automotive Group and also the husband of Hope board member and former chair Melissa Cruz. Over the years, the pair has given tens of thousands of dollars in contributions to state political candidates. Hope's growth has been fueled by both private and public money, including nearly $500,000 in state contracts last year. But many who've worked with Hope say the organization has struggled to deliver what it promised. I talked with more than half a dozen former Hope employees. They gave similar accounts of an organization where staff oversight was minimal, employees were encouraged to fudge numbers, and bullying was a common leadership style. Michelle Parento is one of those former employees.
I could not continue to work with a company that was unethical, that literally did not care about its employees, and really didn't care about the members coming in.
Parento resigned from Hope in February after working as a recovery coach for 8 months at the Claremont Center. Since then, she's filed official complaints with state and county regulators. In them, she describes being verbally abused and bullied by Hope's leadership. She claims management failed to assist her in dealing with drug use at the center and incidences of sexual harassment. Parento, who's been in recovery for 6 years, says some of her fellow coaches were hired with as little as 30 days of sobriety. This, she said, led to high staff turnover and dysfunction at some of Hope's centers.
The centers are never consistent. It's always changing. Meetings are always changing. Some days it was closed, some days it was open, and they're just hiring anyone.
She and others I spoke with tied a lot of problems to former executive director Holly Sakala. Parento says Sakala pushed employees to become certified recovery support workers, something required in order to allow Hope to bill insurance companies. But Parento says Sakala signed off on that certification for her and others without actually doing the necessary supervision.
And I needed 500 hours supervised in order to get that. And within 2 weeks, they gave me my 500 hours.
I mean, I'm no mathematician, but I'm assuming 500 hours should take months.
A few months, at least. I mean, 40 hours a week.
Sakala would not comment for this story. She was removed last month from the top job at Hope, but she still works for the organization, managing its hospital and insurance contracts. Kim Shepherd says she had similar experiences as a manager at the Concord and Franklin Centers. She and others I talked to say they were told to inflate the number of people being helped at each center. Under its state contract, Hope was required to provide these headcounts.
They were having staff people sign in, recovery coaches in training, the postal person. They were counting all the groups that were conducted by AA or HA, or which had nothing to, they were using the space.
The organization was also awarded $25,000 from Sullivan County to run two centers in Newport and Claremont. But last month, when Hope sought more money, the county said no, citing what it called Hope's unclear financials. I reached out to Hope's board chair, Scott Bickford, to talk about these complaints and other issues. He said he couldn't talk because the complaints are confidential, but he said the board is, quote, treating these matters with the seriousness that they deserve. Former employee Dana Lemire says the problems at Hope for New Hampshire have been building for a long time. Lemire now runs a recovery house in Manchester. He says when he began working at Hope in November of 2015, he wondered how all these centers would stay afloat.
Way, way over their heads. No business plan, no strategic plan, no forward-thinking capitalization plan. How are we going to do this? To launch something and then try to figure out how you're going to fund it is usually in the business world a formula for failure. You need to have your business planning a component of that. All that should be figured out and wired tight.
Lemire says the organization meant well, but just couldn't deliver. Former employees told me that some people in recovery have even stopped going to the centers because they feel unsafe. So far, the state has received at least four complaints from former Hope employees. Officials at DHHS declined to speak on tape about the organization, but a spokesman told me that the department, quote, takes its oversight responsibilities very seriously and is responding accordingly. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.